you guys are not ready for what God has planned for this episode of Living a Unique Life. Hello everybody, welcome to Living a Unique Life. I am your host, Gabrielle Da Silva, and for today's episode, we will talk about my unique life being a teen who grew up in church. Everyone thinks that growing up in church means you're that perfect person, but that's not true at all. I've been in church my whole life, and I confess that there were times I went downhill, and I am ashamed for everything I've done. But with the knowledge that I've gained towards living for Christ was that God forgives us, so I know He forgave me, and that's all that matters. But now, if we go back to my past of when I was around 7 to 8 years old, we will vision a little girl whose parents were youth leaders. With them being youth leaders, I would attend every service but never pay attention to what was being said. And so it would practically be as if I was just there to be. To run around, yelling, opening the fridge, spending my time on one of my parents' phone, and doing many other things. Not until one day, my mom said she didn't want me to go play out back and wanted me inside paying attention. I did all of that, but really I never focused. It wasn't on purpose, but my mind was focused on going out back to play. And to be honest, the day she told me to do that, the pandemic was heading our way and it was our last service. There before everything closed. When everything shut down, I was happy. I was home doing whatever I wanted, played around, stayed in bed all day. But because of the shutdown, my dad was short on his jobs in Martha's Vineyard, so every day he had to get the ferry and come to Cape Cod. Soon after, we were in the look for a house. Many places were available, but not the way my mom wanted. Not until my dad found one and we got the house. I think July 27th of 2020, we moved in and everything was perfect. We went to a church, and when we got there, we were so welcomed. We got so many opportunities. We got to play instruments with them, sing with them, and do lots of other things. And in August of 2020 was when I knew I wanted to get baptized. I'm not going to talk a lot about my baptism, but maybe in the future. During this podcast, I want to be thankful for my parents, who taught me the right things in life, even when coming home tired from work or having to take care of two girls. Having to plan for what will be done in church, and all I have to say is thank you for taking the time to teach me and my sister and give us a lesson on what's going to happen in life and give me a lesson what's going to happen in my life from the day I get baptized until the end of our time on earth. So that's all I wanted to say. Continuing to what I was saying. So skipping forward, I went through the discipleship class to get baptized, and at the age of 12 on August 1st of 2021, I got baptized. And from there on, I saw that there was a new life for me. I tried my hardest for that new life. I went after it as much as I could. I would go to other churches, and a lot of the time I would be touched by what the preacher was preaching. I would pray over other people, and it just felt magical. I felt more of God's presence, and it made me feel so light and held as if I was being guarded, and it was just wonderful. Now, since we're talking about how my life is unique, it's unique by me being 15 years old now and living an experience that many people outside of church would not want to live at first, then completely decide to live it. I go to lots of churches with the youth group at my church, and every single thing that I learned, I put in my heart. And one of them that I really want people to know and keep forever is that there is no such thing as little sin or big sin. It's just a sin no matter how big or how small it is. It's always going to be a sin. The same way for being 50% Christian or 50% not Christian. It's either 100% Christian or 0% Christian. And we need to be prepared for when Jesus comes. Because I know that in the past of when I was 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, I didn't think of anything. I would sin so much that I wouldn't care about when he was coming down. because in my head, I'd be like, he's not gonna come down. He's not gonna come get me. And even if he did come down, I'm not gonna stay in this earth. I'm gonna go up with him. But no, he is so close to coming back to get us that the one thing we need to have in our heads is to fully commit to him and really want him in our lives from this day forward. And the one question that a lot of people from the churches that I would go to ask me would be, are you ready for when he comes? And when they asked me that, of course I said, I am ready. I'm super ready. But I was 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So I didn't know. I just said what I thought. But then 12 years old came. Everything changed. A new life began. And when they asked me again, I was scared. I was, am I ready, God? I would look up in the sky and I would be, am I ready? From every single thing that I've done, am I ready? Am I ready to be up there with you? To be in that magical place that everybody has been saying? Am I ready to be up there? And so, the question that I really want to end off this podcast is, are you ready? Are you ready for when he comes to get us? And so, everybody, this is My Unique Life. Hope you liked it and can't wait for our next podcast. If you guys have any questions, feel free to ask at laul.podcastdm. And now, don't forget to check out our page for what's up next. And make sure to go check out Christ Divine's TikTok and Instagram page for the wonderful handmaids. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.